Certainly one of the stories of the aftermath of the terrorist attacks and the World Trade Center collapse was the health effect suffered by those trying to help.
The effects were horrific on my work life. I was a vibrant guy, very entrepreneurial. The physical effects, especially the breathing, didn't allow me to get through my days.
Jamie Hazen immediately went to the scene to help as a volunteer, but the dust and toxins there resulted in respiratory problems.
The most upsetting incident for me was on a ski slope, because I used to love to downhill ski, and when I realized I no longer had the energy to ski down a mountain without stopping in 10 feet because I was completely exhausted.
He spent a year proving he was at Ground Zero and finally won workers' comp benefits, only to have them overturned. Albany Law School professor Michael Hutter couldn't understand it.
The position that the Workers' Compensation Board was maintaining was just simply arbitrary. They had promulgated this rule that in order to qualify for benefits, you had to be working with a sponsored organization.
Hutter took on an appeal of that decision pro bono and eventually won.
These people put their life on the line. And they should be, any harm that they suffered, they should be eligible for benefits. Congress said, on behalf of a grateful nation, we are going to now help you award people who've been injured.
The final ruling just a few weeks ago certainly helped Jamie Hazen with some income and medical care, but goes beyond.
Because of what Professor Hutter did, thousands of people are now eligible to go get benefits.
Those who might want to seek health benefits from the tragedy 13 years ago have to file a claim by a deadline of this week. Chris Bolt, WAER News.